Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we're going to have a taste of what has become known as soul food. This term was coined in the 1960s to describe basic, down-home cooking, with its roots in the rural South, especially that of Black Americans, back to the era of slavery. I hope you're hungry for some chitlins, collard greens, cornbread, fried chicken, grits, etc. And maybe we'll throw in some Cajun cooking, too. Let's begin this program with the Manhattan Transfer in 1987, doing Soul Food to Go with guest vocalist Javan. Then trumpeter Roy Hargrove is joined by tenor player Johnny Griffin in 1994 on Greens at the Chicken Shack from the album With the Tenors of Our Time. In 1963, piano virtuoso Bud Powell recorded Collard Greens and Black Eyed Peas with George Duvivier on bass and Art Taylor on drums.
City to Brazil, I said blow your top.
We're enjoying soul food on this Dr. Jazz Hour. A popular New Orleans dish is red beans and rice, and apparently was Louis Armstrong's favorite dinner. Pianist Horace Silver recorded Red Beans and Rice on the album Pencil Pack and Papa in 1994, vocal by O.C. Smith. A common vegetable eaten in the South is okra. Swiss pianist Alex Bunyon included okra on his Tales from the Bright Side release of 1995.
Nothing but the tops. You can go very wrong if you will follow dear old Pops. Smacking your chops. Peach cobbler is sweet, and Satch sure love to eat. But his meal wasn't complete. He wanted red beans and rice. They're very nice. He'd order twice. catch, went out to dine on fish, chicken, and wine. His food wasn't refined. Red beans and rice, they're very nice. He'd order twice some ribs and collard greens. Go well with rice and beans. So when Satch, he made the scene. Red beans and rice, they're very nice. He'd order twice. The food he ate was natural and nothing but the tops. You can't go very wrong if you will follow dear old Pops. Smacking your chops. Well, peach cobbler is sweet. Satch sure loved to eat. But his meat wasn't complete. Red beans and rice, they're very nice. He'd order twice. Red beans and rice, they're very nice. He'd order twice. Red beans and rice, they're very nice. He'd order twice. Red beans and rice, they're very nice. And he'd order twice.
On this Dr. Jazz Hour, we are exploring the cuisine of the rural South, known as soul food. Chitlins was a kind of soup made from the small intestines of a pig and was commonly fed to slaves. Guitarist Kenny Burrell recorded Chitlins Con Carne in 1963 on his Midnight Blue release, saxophone by Stanley Turrentine. Trombonist Al Gray and organist Brother Jack McDuff served up some kosher soul food with matzah and grits from their Me and Jack album of 1996. Fatback is a layer of fat on the back of a pig, used for making pork rinds, sausage, salt pork, lard, etc. Cuban percussionist Mongo Santa Maria recorded Fatback on the album La Bamba in 1965.
Thank you.
This last set of Soul Food Jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with the singing group Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross in 1961 doing Home Cooking. New Orleans trumpet legend Al Hurt recorded Struttin' with Some Barbecue. And we'll conclude with Lou Rawls singing Saturday Night Fish Fry from his 1992 album Portrait of the Blues.
I just found a woman. She ain't nothing for looks, but out in the kitchen she tends to business and cooks. Talking about soul food, plenty of good soul food. Kidney stew, hot whole cake, and that's home cooked for two. Don't cook me up no fancy line. Cook me dinner.
Dinner, and if everything is tasty, I believe in letting you know. A lot of ladies think a little romance, that'll really be all you need. You eat your cooking, they take a chance.
Don't feed me whiskey, gin, and wine. Cook me dinner.
Cook and serve me something tasty to chew, and maybe I realize that all I'm really longing for is you. My, what a delicious looking pudding. Let me have a little bite. Come on, you really taking care of business tonight. Really got the parts on this evening. What a meal, what a meal, what a meal, what a meal. Nowadays, such an awful women never learn the art of how to burn.
Don't cook up where we're going to dine. Cook me dinner.
Them fancy restaurants, they really are cold. They really ain't no soul. They can't duplicate the cooking home, the home.
Started getting set for cooking. It was mostly cooking a Saturday night. Cooking out today, ready back in dinner, mostly scientific way. Please never send me to a restaurant. Ain't nothing in a restaurant for any man who's got himself a cookbook. Every time I try to eat in a restaurant, the cooking drives me away and sends me back home with cooking cuts. So
one thing that really hurts a lot of women, talking to you modern women, I'm talking to you new style women in your fancy clothes and phony pose. Plenty of prim, 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 prim prance around, but nothing that you're putting down make your man gain a pound. A man will do an awful lot of looking, but he's always coming home to get his cooking. Don't get too fancy, ladies. To cook in a pot, just feed your man one good meal every day. Sit him down there, then watch him working. Every bite plays a part, fills him up and feeds him, gives him a warmer kind of feeling in his heart.
You find yourself a woman, you like the way she looks. She charming and she pretty, but you say it's lots of trouble to cook.
Make her cook, make her cook.
You meet up with a Debbie. She's in the social book. She's lovely and she loves you, but she pays a servant double to cook.
Make her cook. If a woman can cook, it don't matter much how she looks.
I just found a woman. She ain't nothing for looks, but out in the kitchen she tends to business and cooks. Talking about soul food, plenty of good soul food.
Hot biscuits, and that's home cooking for two. Hot cornbread, and that's home cooking for two. Hot whole cake, and that's real down, down home.
ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. All through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. Don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook, a waiter, or a musician. If you happen to be just passing by, stop in at Saturday Night Fish Fry. It will rock it. It will rock it. You never seen such cooking and shoving till the break of dawn. It will rock it. You never seen such coming and shoving till the break of dawn.
Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around, just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, "Come in, please." And before you could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry.
It will rock it. It will rock it. You never seen such cooking and shoving till the break of dawn. It will rock it. Never seen such coming and shoving till the break of dawn.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.